the restrictive covenant was relaxed somewhat, and so many people were coming in to work for the war effort that our population began to expand over east beyond 39th Street and Ellis Avenue over to the lake, up to 47th Street. Housing was at a premium, and the kitchenette system was in style in Chicago and that day and time, largely because it was a carryover from the Depression days. And people were living in one-room apartments with cooking, eating, and sleeping. And in a multiple building, they all used the same bathroom and same toilet facilities that was on that floor. And rent had been frozen by the federal government under the what is known at that time as the Office of Price Administration. And when I use the term rents were frozen, I mean that a certain price had been set by the administrator of rent control as to what a landlord could charge a tenant for a comparable living space in the various communities. Based upon what they were charging in March 1st, 1942. That was the date of the rent freeze. And as people were pouring in here for the war effort, then the South Side began to bust at the seam for housing accommodation. And I believe Roosevelt Road, 12th Street going west, began to open up first to take care of the large number of people who came to this community. And by 1948, even the Douglas Park area, which is located in the 24th Ward, had absorbed a great number of our people.
What about way out south? That wasn't even settled or built on yet.
Right? Yeah, as a matter of fact, out west, the Jewish people moved out in the 24th Ward around Holman, Kedzie, and the Springfield, and back in that area, in the Douglas Park area, and our people moved in. And it is a fine to think that most of them moved in as homeowners. They bought. Some bought on contract and some bought and got their deeds.
What about out in the 80s and 90s? They were most open
fields. No. Back in those days, you see, you're speaking about Chatham. Before Chatham was opened up, after we went across Cottage Grove Avenue, our next area was from 67th Street on back to, we pushed ourselves from 67th Street southward in the Park Manor district, which in our opinion took in from certain parts of, from State Street over to certain parts of, St. Lawrence Avenue up to 70th Street. And after we bought, our people bought in that particular area, the Park Manor area, the next area that we went into is the Chatham area. After we had bought practically all the houses.
Small houses.
Well, you had some apartments over there too. And it was a, but I think you'll find that the Chatham area to a large extent are is more of a residential area than the Park Manor area. Around 76 and Wabash, Michigan, back there, and I think you still have quite a few whites who live in those areas now. Some of the whites ran, a large number of them ran, rather, and the churches were sold to our group. But that was a decided effort in the latter part of the 50s to try to keep all the people in the community and all that might become integrated.